From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. Opposite sides of the European migrant crisis speak their minds. Left-wing European leaders tried to forge a common front Saturday in the continent's migrant crisis, while right-wing and extreme right groups protested current policies toward the waves of people fleeing war and poverty. The meetings and demonstrations came as thousands of migrants have massed in muddy camps in the Greek border town of Idomeni after countries across the Balkans closed their borders. In Berlin, some 2,000 right-wing demonstrators carrying German flags chanted "Merkel must go" and "We are the people" in a protest Saturday accompanied by a heavy police escort. Greece's Prime Minister Alex Tsipras said a meeting of left-wing politicians made progress on a common progressive front to tackle the migrant crisis and called the rise of extreme right forces the real threat to Europe.
From my point of view, this was a very constructive decision because the common front of the progressive forces, it is necessary in order to try to tackle this parallel crisis and in order to isolate the extreme right forces that is the real threat for Europe now.
Earlier Saturday in northern France, extreme right wing youths torched tires and blocked migrants from roads in the port of Calais, leading to several arrests. And in Sweden, police said two fires overnight damaged planned shelters for unaccompanied minor migrants. Syria's government on Saturday ruled out any discussion of the presidency or presidential elections at peace talks and criticized the UN envoy for overseeing next week's negotiations. This is VOA News. The opposition, in turn, accused Damascus of trying to stop the talks before they had started, an exchange that reflected the huge challenges facing diplomats trying to build on a ceasefire deal that has cut violence since February 27. The foreign minister of Syria, Walid el-Moalem, confirmed his government's participation in the talks but said they would fail if the opposition had what he called delusions that they will take power in Geneva that they failed to take in battle. He also heaped criticism on UN envoy Stefan de Mistura for already presenting an agenda for the talks and for his comment that presidential elections would take place in 18 months. The Syrian minister said the government delegation will reject any attempt to put this on the agenda. The Islamic State group has launched two chemical attacks near the northern Iraqi city of Kirkuk, killing a 3-year-old girl, wounding 600 people, and causing hundreds more to flee, according to Iraqi officials. Security and hospital officials say the latest attack took place early Saturday in the small town of Taza, which was also struck by a barrage of rockets carrying chemicals 3 days earlier. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi vowed to retaliate against the Islamic State group for the attack. The suspected mustard gas attack on Taza that left a 3-year-old girl dead will not go unpunished, said the premier. Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump was briefly surrounded by U.S. Secret Service agents on stage at a campaign rally in Ohio Saturday after someone tried to rush the stage as he delivered a speech in which he blasted protesters for forcing him to cancel an event the previous evening in Chicago. Late into his speech at an airport hangar outside of Dayton, Trump appeared to jolt after hearing something in the audience standing behind his right shoulder. A group of Secret Service agents quickly rushed on stage and briefly formed a protective ring around the billionaire businessman. Almost as quickly, they left the stage and allowed him to continue his speech. Prior to that, Trump had denounced a mass protest against him in Chicago Friday night as a disgrace and a planned attack.
All of a sudden, a planned attack just came out of nowhere, printed by people that were professional people. If you look at the posters, they're all printed. They have a mark on them, who made them. All done by a group, all very professionally done. A disgrace, if you want to know the truth.
Republican challenger John Kasich said Donald Trump has created a toxic environment. Texas Senator Ted Cruz is currently considered the leader in the field of those challenging Trump's bid, criticized the events in Chicago as well. He said that when you have a campaign that affirmatively encourages violence,
that's the latest world news from VOA.